Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Forget Sarah Palin. An Arizona sheriff has gone rogue.
If I can get help from the feds, I'll do it. Evidently, they don't like what I'm doing, so they took away my authority on the law enforcement part of our operation. But that's okay. Doesn't bother me. I'm still going to lock them all up.
That's Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He was speaking on the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer earlier this month. He's talking about the federal government stripping him of his powers on illegal immigration enforcement. And to try and help you understand what the story is all about, we have Valeria Fernandez. She's an independent journalist in Phoenix, Arizona. She's going to be covering the sheriff as he goes out today in defiance of the federal government and does another immigration sweep. Good morning, Valeria.
Good morning, Celeste. Good morning, Sean. Thank you so much for having me
on
the show.
So let's track exactly what's happened. Joe Arpaio does these immigration sweeps. What is the purpose of these sweeps that he does?
Well, basically, the purpose of the sweeps is to detain undocumented immigrants, and the way he's been doing it is through traffic stops. What he does is he sends his deputies into a neighborhood, he floods the areas with patrols, and they pull people over for minor traffic violations. It could be a cracked windshield, it could be what they call an illegal lane change, it could be
any excuse he can get to check their immigration papers, pretty much.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much the way he does it. And he's been doing this for the last 2 years since he signed an agreement with the federal government. This agreement is called 287G. And we're hearing a lot about that in the news because it's expected that probably today we are going to hear from the Department of Homeland Security as far as a number of agreements across the country, because Arpaio, we need to remember, he's not the only one.
Right.
That
well,
has
what's
signed the agreement.
What's happened is the federal government has taken away his authority to do this. They basically said, look, you can check immigration status in your jail. Once you arrest them and bring them into your custody, then you can check their immigration status, but you can't go out and do these sweeps. And yet, Sheriff Joe Arpaio of Maricopa County in Arizona has announced that he is today going to do yet another one of these immigration sweeps. Right?
Exactly. He's announced he's going to do one of those sweeps today. And look at this list. He said that there is a federal law that allows him to do this. And he had to back out. I mean, that's the news today. He was wrong. There's no federal law that gives him the authority to do these immigration sweeps. But he says that he can do it.
Well, this is a guy that's part of kind of the old guard cowboy mentality in Arizona. And let's listen to him talking about how much support he has among the people of Arizona.
I can get elected on pink underwear. I don't need the illegal immigration to get reelected. Believe me, I don't need that. I've done it 5 times.
So, Valeria, does Joe Arpaio have that much support in Arizona?
Well, Joe Arpaio has been reelected 5 times. He was approved with 55% of the Arizona vote. He's been in office for 16 years. Yes, he has support, but the support has decreased over the years because people are starting to get upset about the costs to the taxpayers of these crime suppression sweeps that he does. And, I mean, it's been reported that he has over $40 million. Taxpayers have to pay $40 million in lawsuits and settlements for some of the lawsuits that were brought against his office.
Valeria Fernandez is a reporter with Feet in Two Worlds. That's a project that brings immigrant journalists into public radio. She's based out of Phoenix, Arizona.